David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's so great to be with you on this beautiful, sunny October morning. You feel the chill in the air, and my Cal Berkeley Bears will be playing this afternoon against UCLA. I think we will crush them. Anyway, for those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome, people around here. Well, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night. And boy, you need after this week, don't you? I answer your most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. That's because I am a financial advisor and practicing attorney. We're broadcasting live right now out of my studio here in downtown Oakland, California. So maybe you have a question. I mean, this was one of the most wild rides on Wall Street we have seen in a long time. You can always tweet me a question. Maybe during the week something's going on, like the market dropping 800 plus points, and you want to know, what should you do? You can go ahead and tweet me anytime at PYA Radio. That's at PYA Radio. Anytime you like. Doesn't it seem that the people who always get ahead in life are the ones who don't just work hard, but they work smart? Somewhere along the way, maybe this week, they made one or two smart decisions that really paid off for them. But what about all those people who you don't see? You know, the ones that are the millionaires, but they did it in a slow, methodical, and quiet way. That's right. I'm talking about the millionaire next door. They're not flashy. There's no Mercedes-Benz in their driveway. They don't live in that huge house at the end of the cul-de-sac. They are the invisible rich. How did they get there? And what are their habits, tips, and secrets of success that has got them to where they are? I find it fascinating. We see hundreds of people, and the ones who are these secret millionaires have a lot of interesting advice. So if you want to become, or more importantly, protect your million or millions, then you're going to want to hear to this show, as I'm going to share with you some success secrets of the millionaire next door. This is going to be one episode, particularly after this week, where we're not going to leave any stone unturned. You don't want to miss out on this one. So take control of your assets and learn ways to protect and grow them, even in the type of environment we're in right now. So stick around. Now let's get started. So the market this week, this was one of the worst. Well, get this. It was the worst start to the fourth quarter since 2008. I mean, think about that. Go back to 2008. We've been talking about that for a while. And bam, here it came all of a sudden out of nowhere. The market on Monday and Tuesday was a little bit choppy. Couldn't really figure out where it was going. But then Wednesday, oh my. Wednesday was one of those days that you don't want to turn the TV on. The tech market, all the tech stocks just got punished. And the NASDAQ was down. This was huge. Down 4% in a day. 315 points. Now the Dow and the S&P 500, you've heard about these. Dow was off 831 points. I mean, just that number alone to see that, 831 points, was big. It was just shocking in a way. So that was down 3.15% in one day. And the S&P 500 was down 3.29%, or 94.66 points. That's also a pretty big move. And it didn't stop there. Thursday, it bounced around a little bit, but then finished ugly, I'll call it. It was just Thursday ugly. Now, Friday, we saw the selling stop and markets finished in the positive. So for the week, just to step back for a minute, because I've been getting a lot of questions about this. For all of you out there listening right now who are wondering, what do you do right now? Pay attention. Let's put this in perspective. First of all, for the week, the Dow was down 4.2%. The S&P 500 was down 4.1%, and the NASDAQ was down 3.7%. Now, those are fairly significant moves. But year to date, here's what you need to be thinking about. If you have a portfolio, hopefully it's a balanced portfolio. Maybe you're conservative, maybe you're moderate, maybe you're risky, maybe, which we call growth, maybe you have a combination of all that. But let's look at the numbers. So for the year to date, the way that I look at this is the iShares. iShares has what's called the conservative allocation ETF. The symbol is AOK. Is that interesting? AOK. Well, AOK is down 2.18% for the year. So for the year, if you're a conservative investor and you've been investing in probably fixed income and rates have been rising, which is what caused a lot of this week, then you're down 2.18% for the year. Okay. That's what it is. If you're a moderate investor, and maybe you buy the iShares moderate allocation ETF, symbol is AOM, then you're down 1.91% for the year. And if you're a growth investor, again, the iShares allocation ETF, symbol AOR, is down 2.10% year to date. All right, so just put that in some perspective. Maybe you fall into one of those categories, or maybe you have a blend. It's not that bad. So what should you be paying attention to? And this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the economy. Because the economy is what drives our markets all day long. And the reason why the market tanked, because it did on Wednesday and Thursday, was because of fears of rising interest rates. We saw the 10-year Treasury move higher than what people were expecting. But it's not crazy. It's still not anywhere near the type of numbers we've seen in the past. So it's not a big deal. People are still worried about tariffs. And people started talking about technology. And here's where this kind of fits together. Now think about this. The markets, a lot of the move we've seen lately has been in the large cap tech companies. I'm not going to mention any particular names, but you know who they are. You've heard them all over the news. And a lot of these tech companies make stuff in China. Duh, right? We've been hearing about that forever. All the guys and companies would go over to China, set up these little factories, start making little parts. They copy us, make their own parts. We get angry, rattle some tariff sabers. That's what's going on right now. Just kind of step back from this. I'm trying to make it understandable for you because I know it just seems so confusing, but it's really not. Technology pieces are getting more expensive because of tariffs. That's what's going on. So tech stocks are just resetting because of that extra expense. That's all it is. Is it going to be a game changer? Is it a day wrecker? Yeah, it's a day wrecker, but it's not a game changer. So that's what's going on right now. Rates are rising in the United States. Why? Because U.S. economic strength is good. We're looking pretty good right now. And guess what? Stocks can and have done well in this sort of environment. As rates rise, stocks still do well. If you go back in history and look at times when we had the same scenario happening, when you had a strong economy, stocks can and sometimes, I can't say they always will, but sometimes they continue to do well. And I don't really believe that the Fed is trying to end the party here, folks. I think that they're doing a good job of balancing this. And that they're not going to do anything too suddenly. I just don't see that happening. So let's not get ahead of our skis here. Now, we are in an exuberant time. These are new times. And these are extremes. And when you see these downdrafts of over 800 points, that's because we are at these new lofty levels. And you should expect this kind of volatility. And this is normal. It's natural. If you don't have this happen, then you should be worried. The earnings season is in full force right now. And we had some news yesterday from Chase. They reported very strong earnings at the banks, and the banks are looking healthy, then the economy is looking pretty healthy. You're going to see some more banks next week. But this is a good showing of what stocks can do. If earnings are good, then stocks are doing well, and that's good for stock valuations. Now, inflation, this is so important. This is another big issue this week. Consumer Price Index, this is what measures inflation, the CPI. They reported Thursday. It was 0.1% for September. That was below expectations, which is good. That means that inflation is under control, and there's no reason for the Fed to start raising rates quicker because of worries about inflation. So that's good. Plus, this week, the price of oil went down because there's too much inventory out there. That's also good. If consumers have to pay more for oil prices, that's more money out of your pocket going to oil instead of things you want to buy, like, I don't know, new phone. So that's normal. So here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to focus on the headlines. Stay away from that. Turn CNBC off. Stick with your personal game plan. And if you don't have one, then you pick up the phone, you call 888-588-5818, and you get one. Okay? That's it. Now, Social Security. This is exciting for all of you getting Social Security out there. They just announced they're going to raise your benefit by 2.8%. That's pretty strong, starting in January 2019. So get excited for that. Now, what do you want to be looking for? There's some really good deals out there right now because of what just happened. So I like S&P 500. I like large cap stocks. I like companies that are compounding their dividend growth. So if you see companies paying 2 to 3% on their dividends right now, buying stock back, I like that. Avoid the home builders. Avoid the gambling stocks. Earnings are good right now, and companies are buying back their stock. So next week, pay attention to B of A, Goldman, BlackRock, Honeywell, and Procter & Gamble, all reporting. According to Reuters, there are 7.8 million millionaires in the U.S. That's a lot of people. And the odds are you are one of them, or one of them is living near you. So what makes them special? How are they able to hit the seven-figure mark and have financial freedom? More importantly, once they get there, what kind of habits do they adopt that allows them to keep and grow it for their families? I'm going to share their secrets when we come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. This was a wild ride on Wall Street this week, and we're sharing the habits of the millionaire next door today on our special segment. Good morning, Larry.
David.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Hey, are you calling me from Detroit?
I am. Yes, I am.
I saw the area code, and I thought, wow, this guy's in Detroit. So, good morning in Detroit.
Thanks, David.
How are you, Larry? How can I help you today? What's going on out there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm starting to develop shakes, and don't know left from right. This market, like you said, was extremely highly volatile.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I just don't know what I should do. Should I be concerned at all, or should I just wait it out?
Well, Larry, that's a really good question. Now, first of all, let me ask you, how old are you?
76.
All right. And your income sources, I'm assuming you have Social Security.
I have Social Security, a pension.
Okay.
And I've got some investments in stocks.
All right. And do you live off of anything else but your Social Security and your pension? In other words, do you need money from your investments to supplement your monthly income?
No, not really.
All right. Well, if you did, then I would suggest that in your portfolio that you have a piece of that portfolio. The way I like to explain it is, if you're sitting at a piece of paper right now and you draw a peace sign, can you do that for me? You know what a peace sign looks like?
I sure do.
All right. So there's three pies in that peace sign, right? There's three slices.
That's right.
And so you want to put your investments into each one of those slices. That's the way I think about it. And so one of your slices is safety. And that's things that you don't want to lose money on, even when the markets do what they did this week. So there are certain types of investments that fall into that category of being insured or have backing by the Fed or by FDIC. There's different things that fall in that category. Okay, so that's one bucket that should be immune to things like this week. Then you have another bucket, which is I call the market. And that would be just like what you talked about, the drop in the Dow or things that are stocks or even bonds that could go down in value as rates rise. So those are market things. And then you have your income bucket, which is what you just mentioned, like your pension and your Social Security to take care of your living expenses. Now, like you're saying, if your Social and your pension is good enough to cover your living expenses, then you still should have things in the safe bucket and then also in the market bucket. But it depends on your sleep factor, right? As people call me the Sandman, it's about sleeping well at night. So you want to make sure that you have things in the right place so you feel good about what's going on. Now, this week was extreme. You're absolutely right. And these sort of extremes will test people's nerves because they come out of nowhere and they're so fast and they're so much and so violent. But that's the market. And if anybody tells you differently, they know what's going to happen. They don't. But what we can do is we can look at the economy. And the economy is looking really good right now. And I think that stock prices will go higher this year. But it is really a factor of what do you own, why do you own it, and how does it fit into your plan? Because you're a unique person. You're not like everybody else. So if you don't have a plan, then I want you to pick up the phone when we hang up here, and I want you to call the 888. Here's the number, 888-588-5818, and ask for my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. You want to get that plan so you can look at it for yourself and see where you are, okay?
I'm writing this down as you speak. Super.
All right, Larry. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, and by the way, if you ever want to listen to the show, you know, I'm glad you're listening live right now. What do you do at KMBR.com or where are you listening?
Yes, website.
Great. Okay. So, you know, you can always go to iHeartRadio or you can also go to Spotify now, iTunes. Just Google the Protect Your Assets and you'll find our podcast if you miss the show. So that's out there. Okay.
Great. I'm going to do that because the information that I get from you is very, it applies to me alone for sure. I love that peace sign. That's great.
Well, hey, I appreciate you, Larry. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend, and don't worry about this, okay? Get the Protect Your Assets plan and get yourself going in the right direction there, all right?
Thanks, David.
You got it. Have a good weekend. All right, so we're talking this morning about the millionaire next door, and you probably aren't the flashy type, the one who has that Mercedes or the mansion. You're probably what they call the invisible rich or the millionaire next door, or maybe you want to be. So if that's you, then you've tuned into the right show this morning, because here's what we're doing. We're going to talk this morning about the habits and the secrets of the millionaire next door. I talk to a lot of these types of people, and I want to tell you what they do. First of all, number one, and I learned this from my grandma when I was young, and it stayed with me, and this is a big secret that helped me get to where I am. Don't spend more than you make. It sounds so simple, but you just don't do it. So the way my grandma used to say is, hey, listen, Dave. She used to call me Sonny. Listen, That car looks great. It's beautiful. It is amazing. Yes, it is. But if you don't have the money in your bank account, or that money's to pay your taxes, or that money's for your food or your rent payment, don't go buy that nice, fancy, shiny car with that money, because you don't have it. So it seems obvious, but this is ignored all the time. I see this all the time. People buy fancy clothes, consumer electronics, new cars, go out to eat all the time. You don't do that. This is what they don't do this. The millionaire next door does not do that. That's what makes them invisible. Rich. Yes. And they're not, you know, out there flashing it around. They're value shoppers. These are the people who have the coupons at the grocery, or they're looking for the good college deal out there. And they'll buy used. In fact, to this day, I don't buy new cars. I can't do it. It's just psychologically, I just can't. So buy used. There's nothing wrong with buying used. And when my daughter, you know, goes to the thrift shop locally and she finds a new jacket or something that looks great, I'm so proud of her when she does that. You got the internet now. Use the power of that. Second, what's another big thing I see from these millionaire next door? Well, they educate themselves. What's the first investment of the invisible rich? It's themselves. Education is still a prime driver of your earning capacity, of how much you're going to make over your lifetime. And you can learn something every day. I go out, when I wake up, I want to learn something new that day. That's my goal, is to learn something new. Because you know what? If you learn something new and you can apply that skill to what you're good at or what you enjoy, then your earning power is unlimited. And if you learn how to react in markets like we just had, if you were sitting around with dry powder and you were putting it to work, well, guess what? That's good. That's good. That's what you want to be doing. So keep pushing your earning power up by educating yourself, getting trained, getting mentors, get with people who are doing well. Go back to school if you need to. Try to increase your salary. All right. Now, the invisible rich are also disciplined savers. They save and they invest early. And you may say, I have no idea how to do that. I am spending so much money just living here in the Bay Area. It's going all to my rent. It's going to my student debt. It's going to my car payments. It's going to the kids' education. There's nothing left. I say, well, here's what you need to do. You need to get your ducks in a row right now. This is the time right now. Because chances are you haven't considered the market where it is right now, and you just got a wake-up call. So that's kind of shook your bell a little bit. But you also have a tax code right now that was just changed in a dramatic way. And I know this is complicated because you don't know where to start and you're not alone. You need to start right now by talking to somebody who has a roadmap to take you from where you are today to where you want to be. Does that sound easy enough? It is. Make sure you talk to a fiduciary. I listen to these radio shows all the time. There's these people with trading this and buy this product of the week. They're not fiduciaries. You need a fiduciary, someone who's on your side of the table, who's knowledgeable, who's been doing this for over 20-something years and seen these sort of markets over and over and over again. And we can educate you on how to create your financial future. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with my team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these things every day. In my office, we have a CPA. We have 3 estate planning attorneys, and we have a team of financial advisors who all work together to help you do better. So we can help you understand what you need to be doing right now and take advantage of 2018. This is all in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan I was just talking about with Larry. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, an IRA, brokerage, or other type of account, here's what you can do. Right now, pick up the phone, and for the first 10 callers, 1 through 10, we're going to do our very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Learn how to get yourself on the right track and turn your income into tax-free income if that's something you're after. You can do this now. Call my team, 888-588-5818. Again, number again, live. I have people sitting there right now want to talk to you. Call them, 888-588-5818. Coming up next, what does the millionaire next door think about insurance? I will reveal their secrets. It's all coming up next. So keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Now, there are three kinds of music on this program. First is the kind that tells a definite story. Then there's the kind that, while it has no specific plot, does paint a series of more or less definite pictures. Then there's a third kind, music that exists simply for its own sake.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We got to install
microwave ovens. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And this was a week to really protect your assets. After all, the market had an over 800-point drop on Wednesday to follow up with a 500-point drop on Thursday. A lot of people were concerned this week. You probably aren't the flashy type with the flashy cars and mansion, right? You probably are what they call the invisible rich or the millionaire next door, or at least you want to be. Well, if that's you, then you tuned into the right show today as I tease out the habits, tips, and sharing the secrets of success of the millionaire next door. Now, I've heard this all the time. They say that you should get the least and cheapest insurance possible. Heck, in fact, when I started out, I remember I would shop for the lowest cost insurance on my car. And my friends would tell me, oh, go to this company or this guy or that broker. And I would do that. I would buy this cheap insurance. But that's not what the millionaire next door thinks. No, they know this. Smart, self-made millionaires know that their financial freedom could vanish if they aren't properly insuring against certain risks. Now, insurance is not one of the discretionary items your stealthy, wealthy friend has cut back on. It doesn't do you much good to diligently work at saving and building your net worth over time only to lose it to illness, disability, or someone tripping on your doorstep. In fact, we had several people I've seen over the years who were just unlucky. I always remember the story of a client who came in who had an apartment building in San Francisco. And some tenant went up on the roof and was doing things he shouldn't have been doing. And the next thing you know, he falls off the roof. Now, it was a four-story building and he didn't die. He lived. And guess what? His lawyer sued these people who came into the office here, and they won. And they won a lot of money. In fact, I think it was like almost $5 million. Now, this couple who had worked very hard over the years, had saved everything they could, were not flashy people, were accumulating real estate net worth and money in the market. Their insurance policy was only $1 million. And the lawyers cost about $700,000 through trial. So they only had $300,000 left to pay the $4 million judgment. So guess what? They lost the apartment building. Yeah. So this type of insurance is not the kind of thing that you want to play around with. And one of the things that we look at when you come in and do the Protect Your Assets Life Plan, that's why we call it the Protect Your Assets, because it's about protecting your assets. And it is about your life. And after all, it is a plan because we follow it. We want to expose the holes that you're sitting on. And so one of the things that this couple could have benefited from was having their assets in a certain type of trust or a family limited partnership or having an umbrella policy on what they have. Now, just like with the stock market this week, there are types of investments that you can have that insure your risk. In other words, there's things out there where if the market goes down, you can still have immunity. In other words, you don't suffer a negative. And there are all types of things that can do that. But you have to get educated about that. You have to remember also that the potential for bankruptcy is always just around the corner. And if you're your own business person, this can be triggered by all kinds of things that you just don't see or feel right now. Like what? Well, there could be a death in the family of someone who's running the show. There could be a divorce. I mean, these things happen all the time. Look, you're living 20, 30 years longer than your parents did. And I see this too. I see couples come in here and they're just not getting along. And they're 65 and they say, you know what? I don't want to be with that person for another 30 years. It's just not going to happen. So you know what? Here's my half. Here's your half. Have a nice day. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that if that's how you really feel. So all of these things can change your lifestyle. And you cannot afford to not look at these things. Now, I got to ask you a question this morning, because if you think you're open-minded and you feel like maybe you don't know everything and you want to try and avoid these sort of problems, because you got to put some work into this. It's not easy. It's going to be no cost in a minute. I'm going to tell you how to do that. But you've got to help us help you. Does that make sense? Help me help you. Remember that from Cuba Gooding Jr., Jerry Maguire? Help me help you.
No contract. I help everybody. That's my man.
Right? Because if you don't do this, bad things happen. It's just that simple. And your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan, your strategy is on the right track. Wondering if you're taking advantage of all the tax benefits that just came to you through this new tax bill that was passed. So I want you to find out if you're on the right track and if you're getting all the tax benefits that are rightfully yours and if your portfolio maybe is too risky for you. How do you do that? Well, I can help you. Here's what you need to do. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even cash under the mattress, which is maybe what you're thinking about right now, then here's what you want to do. Pick up the phone, and for the first 10 callers this morning, for absolutely no charge, you're going to get your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created custom just for you. Here's the number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number to call to get yours is 888-588-5818. 888-588-5818. Go ahead and take advantage of that offer right now. 888-588-5818. Now, it's time for a quick break, but when we come back, find out how the millionaire next door uses debt to their advantage. It's coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
And I've been hustling all day, this a way, better way, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm talking about money today. This is the Millionaire Show. What did the millionaire next door do in this sort of market environment we're in? So you've tuned in today, likely probably the most important show this weekend that's going to come to your financial retirement life. Why is that? Other shows, they talk about the product of the week. They talk about coming to some academy or something. I mean, come on. Your financial life is too important for this. And you ask really good questions. Thank you so much, because all this content that I get is from you, and I appreciate that. So this week's no different. We're talking today about how to become and remain financially free. That's why we're talking about the secrets of the millionaire next door. And I often hear that it's a great idea to use debt. So one way that you can find out how to take advantage of your financial future to make sure you're on the right track is visit our website. We have a brand new website, libertygroupllc.com. And when you get there, you're going to see a tab at the top about events. So you can click on that tab. And when you go in there, you'll see next Thursday, October 18th, I will be at Peabody's in Santa Clara. And we've got a few seats left. And you can register right there. And when you do, you're going to get a free piece you can download about retiring in today's America. So if you want that free piece, go there, register, you'll get that. But also, you can come learn a lot of great information about taxes, about your financial future, about risk. These are all things that we can talk about. So that's one great way to get yourself educated. Now, I want to wish a happy birthday to Jason Yu, Susan Mraz, and Rosemary Eddington. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you guys have a great birthday week. Now, is it a good idea to have debt? How does the millionaire use debt? Well, this is how you do it. They usually pay cash instead of getting a loan. And what do? They invest the difference. But they think about debt in a different way. I've seen this with many of the millionaires I've worked with. And one of my most wealthiest clients said this to me. This is a quote. You should think about this. You can't be rich if you owe, end quote. Think about that. You can't be rich if you owe. So think about only using credit to buy things that have lasting value. Now, this is so important. And this is what I learned as a little guy from my grandma who was in the Depression. And I don't know what it was, but that is what I always thought about when I would go out and do anything that had financially related issues connected to it. Use your credit to buy things that have lasting value. Like what? Like a home, of course, a piece of real estate. You can always pick the affordable house. You don't have to buy the big house. For your education, those are things that are positive, that have value. What about a car? I hear this all the time. Buy a car. Well, you know what? Cars don't usually go up in value. In fact, 99% of the time, they're going to go down in value. So So if you get lucky enough and you get that one car that's really limited production and you take care of it, you don't drive it at all, then you, it could be worth something one day. You could get lucky, but the chances are it's not going to happen for you. So all I can tell you is don't do that. Again, use my grandma here. Buy a used car. Think about paying a discounted price on it and get a good interest rate, and it's a necessary part of your work. Great. But don't spend more on the car than on the house. And if you have a choice, if it's buying a piece of real estate or it's buying a car, you pick the real estate all day long. Remember that. Now, here's another secret of the millionaire next door. They pay cash for everything else. Yeah. So the real estate, the education, maybe a business, they'll use debt for that. But for everything else, they pay cash. This is what Knight Kiplinger wrote. Quote, "Do you know anyone who got into big financial trouble because they didn't borrow enough money?" End quote. Right? Yeah. So one way that we help people increase their cash flow is looking at their debt. Now, debt can really get you into trouble. I've seen a lot of people with student debt, with real estate debt. In fact, a lot of people right now, even my own clients who are the millionaires right now, they are coming to me saying, I've got a lot of equity in my real estate right now. I want to lever up and I want to go buy other properties. And I look at them with this look of just disbelief. And they say, well, I got here. I'm doing great. And that's true. But you know what? That next step could take you down. I've seen that. Saw it in 2008 where people were doing the same thing. And by the way, did you hear about the new loans again? They're going back to what they did before. The pre-qual or whatever the heck those dumb loans are called. Some banks are doing that again. Yeah. They don't learn. So you learn. That's why you're listening to me right now. Don't lever up unless that return on that investment is 5% or greater and your tenants are locked in, then you don't do that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, or maybe you have a suspicion of what I'm talking about, you just don't really know, then be honest with yourself and get some help. Don't take that chance. You've worked too hard. And if you listen to our show, chances are it's because you need some financial or some sort of investment question answered. So through my on-track retirement review process, we can meet with you and show you what you can be doing with these things that you've accumulated. I know you want to know if you're making the right decisions, if your plan is really on the right track, because you don't want to suffer through another 2008. And this week was a reminder of what that can feel like. And you never know when it's coming, because it's coming. But the smart millionaire next door knows that money is like a toddler. It's incapable of managing itself. You can't expect your money to grow and mature without real wealth management. There's a difference between making money and managing money. And ask yourself this question and be honest with yourself. Which are you better at? The millionaire next door asks for help because he or she knows what they don't know, and they'd rather focus on what they're best at and what they enjoy the most. Does that make sense? The millionaire next door, or soon to be millionaire next door, are our favorite clients because they appreciate how hard we work to craft and monitor their investment strategy with the goal to protect their assets and lower their taxes. And we work super hard to help you grow your money and your investments over time. Now, I created this episode today, Protect Your Assets, for you, because at the Liberty Group, we help our clients by integrating your investments and your tax planning together. And that's just because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency is, in my opinion, the best kind of plan. So do you want to be average or do you want the best plan for you? And you just had a massive tax law change. Anyone who's not telling you about that is really missing something. If you're not looking at it right now, we're almost at the end of the year here. This is the time to start thinking about it. And the best thing you can do right now is get smart about this and get ahead of this before it gets you. So ask yourself a question. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? And maybe they haven't. And that's why in my office, we have a CPA, because that's one of the first things we're going to want to see from you is your tax return. We have estate planning attorneys who can help you put things together so you can pass more of that wealth on to your kids. And if you get sick and you start paying a lot in medical bills, we can help you get in front of that too. So get informed. Don't be one of those uninformed people who pays more and gets mad. So this is why I need you to get in front of this. You got to take some action right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, an IRA, some other type of brokerage account, then here's what we'll do. For the first 10 callers right now, we're going to design our own for you, custom, Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And this will be at no charge, but you got to call this number right now, 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. Find out what you can do now to protect your portfolio from the volatility we just saw. You can do things. There's proactive steps you can take. Find out what they are. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there working hard, Dion, Matt, Andrea, Nico, and Hayden. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam, Mr.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.